The town has dished out its latest round of heritage designations, including a prominent Acton building. During its Monday meeting, council passed a bylaw to designate the manor known as Sunderland Villa, which is presently occupied by the McKinnon Family Funeral Home. Built in 1879 at the corner of Mill Street East and John Street, the building has been a landmark since its construction. It was the first residence in Acton to be heated by steam, as owner and entrepreneur William Heslop Story had steam piped from his glove factory, Canada Glove Works, to heat his home. The home is an excellent example of the Queen Anne style, popular among the wealthy upper middle classes due to its impressive features, and is unique within the community, the town said in a media release. Since its early residential use, the home has also served as a boarding house and hotel for veterans following the First World War through the Great War Veterans Association. The house has also served as a funeral home since 1937, with several notable funeral home directors associated with the property, including Victor and Alice Rumley, Bruce and Rhoda Shoemaker, and Bob and Margaret McKinnon. The current owner, Dignity Memorial, has indicated its support of the designation, which allows the continued conservation of the property. The Sunderland Villa at 55 Mill Street East, now our McKinnon Family Funeral Home, is a unique and prominent place for the community of Acton to come together to honor their loved ones, said Jay Branton, Dignity Memorial Managing Director for Ontario South. We are committed to be respectful of the building's architecture, so the funeral home can continue to serve today's families while reflecting the cherished backstory of days gone by. Added Mayor Ann Lawler, the walls of Sunderland Villa could tell many a story. By designating this fabulous heritage site, we ensure that Acton's historic chronicles will continue to be told. Other properties given heritage designation during Monday's council meeting include St. Paul's Anglican Church and Parish Hall, located at 12 and 16 Adamson Street South, Norval. The John Morgan House, located at 129 Main Street S, Georgetown. The Sykes and Ainley Workers' Cottage, located at 14 Tweedle Street, Glen Williams. The heritage designation process includes thorough research and evaluation, a review with the town's heritage committee and staff reports recommending designation, followed by council's passage of a bylaw to designate the property under Part 4 of the Ontario Heritage Act. Along with ensuring heritage resources are conserved, designation entitles a property owner to the town's Heritage Property Grant Program and the Heritage Property Tax Refund Program. The town says it's continuing to research and evaluate the properties on its heritage register in hopes of designating the most significant cultural heritage resources in the community for their long-term conservation.